Nor'easter brings snow and rains from south to New England. Brother of Texas hostage taker stages his own siege. Jury in Terry Nichols' case hears more emotional testimony. Good Tuesday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Snowplows have been busy from Georgia northward to New England after a non-El Nino storm barreled up the coast. Broome County, New York official Brett Chella says they got up to 10 inches.
The heavy weight of the snow has brought a lot of trees and wires down.
In Pocahontas County, West Virginia, Sheriff's dispatcher Roger Kane says a foot of new snow is great for local ski lodges.
We welcome them. We need it. It brings our skiers in. Main tax base here is based on tourism, and that's what we need, snow, to get them skiing.
The North is used to such weather, but it's another story south of the Mason-Dixon line. Newsman Jim Crisula has more from Greensboro, North Carolina.
While it's beautiful to look at, up to a foot of snow has disrupted life across much of the western half of North Carolina. Most businesses will either be closed or opening late today. North Carolina State Trooper J.L. Smith says trying to drive isn't a very good idea.
Definitely, we're urging people to stay at home and try not to travel on most of the secondary roads, especially.
Rodney Strader wishes he had listened to that advice. It was a real challenge getting out of his hilly neighborhood.
Especially going up, because you get up, if you don't have a good speed going up, you're in trouble, because you slide right back down.
Travel conditions aren't expected to improve until Thursday. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
12 days ago, James Monroe Lipscomb allegedly seized dozens of hostages at a suburban Dallas daycare center in what became a 30-hour standoff with police. This morning, his brother is barricaded in his McKinney, Texas home, as KRLD newswoman B.J. Austin reports.
38-year-old James Ricardo Lipscomb is holding his estranged common-law wife and two daughters, ages 7 and 12, hostage at knife point. Ironically, Lipscomb is the brother of James Monroe Lipscomb, Jr., under arrest and in jail for the 30-hour Plano daycare standoff in which 80 children and adults were held hostage about 12 days ago. McKinney Assistant Police Chief Ray Simmons says they're not bringing up the Plano incident in the negotiations, and he says they haven't had specific conversations with Plano negotiators yet.
More emotional testimony expected today in Denver as relatives of Oklahoma City bomb victims tell the jury why they should send conspirator Terry Nichols to death row. We get more live from newsman Al Freeman.
Several jurors cried, Bill, when Laura Sue Kennedy described the horror of trying to escape from the Murrah building and later being told the body of her 18-month-old son, Blake, had been recovered. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says prosecutors hope dozens of similar stories will convince jurors Terry Nichols deserves to die.
Can prosecutors rely on enough emotion? Can they really sway jurors into thinking, even though this Nichols' role wasn't so great in the crime, the enormity of the crime itself overwhelms that? That's really the push and pull here.
Defense attorney Michael Tiger says he'll present a picture of Terry Nichols, the human being, a family man whose life should be spared. Live in Denver, Al Freeman, CBS News.
Just a day before a huge New Year's Eve crowd descends on New York's Times Square, a building has partially collapsed there. WCBS newsman Lou Meliano has that.
The full third of the six-story vacant office building, destined for demolition itself, has fallen away, exposing the inner floors. A six-foot wave of cement debris lies on the sidewalk. Inside, there was a tourist center on the main floor. An art show was set up. 20,000 balloons for New Year's Eve, all lost now.
The family of slain designer Gianni Versace will be in court today to block public release of his autopsy photos. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive is live with details.
Who'd want to see them, Bill? You'd have to guess. The national tabloid newspapers, most of them by coincidence, are headquartered in the state of Florida, where the law ensures that police records are open to the public once the case is closed. In the name of privacy, Versace's sister, who now runs the fashion empire, had lawyers trying to block release of her late brother's personal and financial data. Most of that challenge has now been dropped, but the lawyers are going to court in Miami, asking only that the autopsy photos not be released. The Miami Beach police have ended their investigation because the killer, Andrew Cunanan, killed himself a week after the Versace murder in July. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Bethlehem Steel will soon have no operations in its hometown of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, except a museum. The company is closing its money-losing Coke division with a loss of 600 jobs. In Hong Kong, it doesn't matter whether the chicken or the egg comes first. Both are doomed, as Lisa Barron reports.
The government is completing its mass slaughter of Hong Kong's 1.2 million chickens, as well as all of the ducks, geese, quail, and pigeons which had been in close contact, amid criticism for reacting too slowly to the killer bird flu. Some legislators say the public hasn't been told enough about the plan, while many stall owners are complaining about the amount of compensation. There are no chickens left in public markets, which has boosted sales of other meats and vegetables by some 10%. The World Health Organization says that the killings cannot completely eliminate bird flu, but that an epidemic is unlikely. Lisa Barron, CBS News, Hong Kong.
China today clamped stiff controls on the Internet, warning that it's being used to leak state secrets and spread harmful information. Web users and officials in Chinese-ruled Hong Kong say the new rules do not affect them. President Clinton heads today for the annual Renaissance Weekend Retreat at South Carolina's Hilton Head Island. As CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller reports, the president is supporting an aide who's come under ethics fire.
The president is standing by senior aide Ira Magaziner despite a call for his firing by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Archer. Over the weekend, Archer wrote the president and called on him to immediately dismiss Magaziner because a federal judge had found Magaziner engaged in dishonest and reprehensible conduct as a top White House aide working with the First Lady on drafting a health care reform proposal in 1993. But in a written statement, the president said he is quite confident Magaziner acted appropriately and that he is and will remain a valued member of the administration. And the says that if the $285,000 fine imposed by the judge sticks, it will be paid for by the government, meaning taxpayers. I'm Mark Noller, CBS News at the White House.
They started counting ballots in Kenya after a second day of chaotic voting there. Even after the extension, though, some polling places failed to open. That fueled suspicions that backers of President Daniel Arap Moi have rigged the process. IBM is expected to announce it's more than doubled the storage capacity of a hard drive disk to more than 11 billion bits of data. Such drives are not expected on the market until the year 2001. In Clinton, Massachusetts, landlord James Baldessari is a real-life Ebenezer Scrooge. Last summer, he was charged with driving his car over a child's lemonade stand because it was in front of his apartment building. Now he's accused of turning off a tenant's heat and electricity on Christmas Eve. When Georgia state lawmakers meet next month, they will consider bills to cut taxes, abolish parole, and end affirmative action. And they'll also weigh Dorothy Pilot's measure that would require supermarkets to have damp sponges on hand to help clerks separate plastic bags. She says she was grossed out when she saw a bag boy use saliva to dampen his fingers.
I don't think I would want to use, anyone else should want to use a plastic bag where one has had their saliva on it in order to get it open.
Milton Allen owns a supermarket in Butler, Georgia. He thinks Pilot is going too far.
I don't think there's no need in going that far with it. No, I don't, you know, I can see the point that she's making, but I don't think there's no need in making no law about it.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead at this hour, 54.81. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 30th, 1997. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.